Welcome to the Untapped Personal Training Podcast. As some of you might know, if you follow this page, I participated on a panel yesterday with two other subject matter experts on the topic of nutrition for athletes. It was a good evening, for the most part. But that qualifier has nothing to do with the people and everything to do with the questions. Because there were more questions about supplements than there were about nutrition. And that worries me. Because supplements are almost always unnecessary. And the performance enhancements they often claim to offer almost never come true. Because the claims are based on single studies, limited sample sizes, and sometimes non-reproducible results. And that's if we're lucky. Most of the time, they're just based on good marketing and wishes. And if wishes were fishes, the universe would be an ocean. It's not, at least not that we know of. But it's a sad state of affairs that at a nutrition seminar, supplements were the dominant topic because whole foods are ergogenic, but lack the marketing that comes with electrolyte and carbohydrate and protein powders. But focusing on supplements over food means you are leaving performance on the table, so to speak. Because there isn't a legal supplement yet that you can take that works better than sound nutritional practices practiced over time. Which was an interesting second takeaway from the seminar. Questions about race day nutrition. Because race day nutrition better look like training nutrition, or you're living wrong. The best possible meal you can eat before a race is the same as the best possible meal you eat before your most challenging workouts. It's not more complicated than that, but it does require some effort on your part to track those meals. If you don't keep track of how a food or meal makes you feel, no subject matter expert in the world is going to be able to help you by saying, "Eat this before your race." We can give you advice, but you have to live your life. You are the experiment and the result.